Welcome to Hive's Personal Development Workshop. Today, we will be focusing on building confidence. How can we improve our self-esteem and confidence? And what is self-efficacy? Personal development is a lifelong learning process consisting of continuously working towards our personal and professional goals. Our soft skills are not fixed, and we can always improve. We just need to take a little time to pause, reflect, be honest with ourselves, and take responsibility for our own contributions, learning, and behavior. So, when we think about these three terms, self-esteem, confidence, and self-efficacy, what really are they, and what is the difference between them? Self-esteem focuses more on our inner beliefs. It really is linked more with how we see ourselves. We might have quite low self-esteem, but appear confident. Or we might have high self-esteem, but maybe not have enough confidence to present ourselves to others. So that links us to the next question: what is confidence? Confidence is our behavior, and it's how other people see us, whether we are confident or not. Can we confidently make a decision? And so on. There will be situations when we feel more confident. It might be linked with the fact that we have enough knowledge in certain field, or it might be that the challenge is just enough. It's not too high and it's not too low, and we are enthusiastic about completing a certain task. And then we have self-efficacy. Self-efficacy really is a positive belief that we have the skills necessary to complete a specific task. In other words, we might not always feel 100% confident, or it might be that our self-esteem is not always at its highest levels. But we can build our self-efficacy, that belief that we have the skills to be competent and useful, and that we can be appreciated by others. There are different ways how we can build that belief. It might be that we continuously try and try again. And through this trying, we build that belief and confidence that we continue to achieve, and that gives us that positive self-esteem and acknowledgement that we can do it. It might be that you have a friend and maybe you feel they are a little bit more brave and they inspire you. So looking at people around us, maybe it's a role model, maybe it's a friend. Look around. What are they up to? If they can do it, chances are you also probably can do it. So try and have a think about, what are they doing? What steps have they taken? It might also be that sometimes having a friend saying to you, you can do it, give it a go. Maybe that is all it takes to give you a bit more self-belief. Remember, you can also be that person for somebody else. So if you see a friend struggling and maybe not having the confidence or positive self-belief, do offer them a few words of encouragement. It is also important to be mindful about our emotional well-being. Anxiety and stress can sometimes lead to situations where we don't feel particularly confident, and we might not believe we've got what it takes to achieve something. So taking time to rest, reflect, do some wonderful activities that allow you to chill out can be very useful, because we need that balance between challenge and opportunity to relax. It is also important to remember that most things in life can be improved. However, many people live with what is called a fixed mindset, where we believe that we're either good at something or not, that we're either smart or not, talented or not. But the chances are that someone who is seen as a genius of mathematics have spent a lot of time getting good at maths. And somebody that can play violin very beautifully probably have spent a lot of hours practicing. And so can we. We can definitely improve. So here's a task for today. Write down a few things that you don't feel particularly confident in doing. Maybe you think, I could get better at these things. Have a careful look at the list. Try to see that these skills and abilities are not fixed and that you can improve on them. So what do you want to get better at? And how could you develop those skills? Take your time and write it down. It is not always easy to make a decision to improve on certain skills, or to learn a new instrument, or to set out to achieve a new aspirational goal. But remember, we all can improve, and it's possible if you make that decision. Good luck and well done.